Hi, this paper is called Tools for Peer Assessment in the E-Learning Environment. It is written by Hugo Norseth, Sonja Ecker and Robin Munkvold, all colleagues at Nord-Trøndelag University College. We will, through this paper, present the project Assess 2010. I will talk about the challenges in planning, the concept of peer assessment and how it is used. Further, I will present the tools used and finally, I will talk about the results and the conclusion of our work. ASSESS 2010 is an acronym for Developing a Method and Exploiting Tools for Teaching and Learning with Formative Assessment within Higher Education. The project is a collaboration between Nord-Trøndelag University College, Sør-Trøndelag University College, the Norwegian School of Management, and it also receives financial support from Norway Open Universities. The research concept which our paper is based upon is shown here. The focus is on which effects the use of peer assessment in an e-learning environment have towards both the student and the teacher. Does it make things easier for the teacher? How does it affect the workload of both the teacher and the student? Does it increase the level of learning outcomes defined within a specific subject, etc., etc.? Our empirical data is collected from two different courses at Nord-Trøndelag University College, where both courses are organized with a combination of e-learning activities and campus activities. This table presents some aspects and challenges which may arise from working with peer assessment. We wonder, can students rely on the feedback given by peer students? What kind of students' expertise is needed? Is it more or less time-consuming? Does it increase the level of learning outcomes? And what kind of technical tools within the learning management system supports working with peer assessment? This element demonstrates a given rubric that is intended for supporting the process of peer assessment. It defines some requirements directed towards a specific task that supports the students when giving peer feedback. We also introduced the students for the tool of thinking hats from Edvard de Bono. The intention of using this tool is to make it seem less unpleasant for the student to give peer feedback. Working with peer assessment, we early found that the learning management system that we were using did not have tools for supporting a process like this. We therefore had to make our own manual e-learning tool to support the process. Some of the results from our study is presented here. We can see that 2 out of 9 groups omitted to give marks even in a formative feedback process. And it also seems the students are reluctant to give negative comments and remarks to their fellow students, although de Bono's thinking has legitimized such a practice. We also experienced that a complete set of learning outcomes generally helps insecure students in the process of giving feedback to their fellow students. The rubrics with lots of details also help the students feel more confident that they are making the right decisions and giving reliable mark and comments to other students. It seems the process gives deeper learning and better marks, but we must emphasize the need for a tool within the LMS that supports the work of peer assessment. Thank you for now.